All right, everybody. I hope you are excited for this week in Chia News. This is Chia News 2.0. We're getting excited for Chia Plot 2.0, so we decided to come up with Chia News 2.0. And this is a collaborative effort that we have going on with our friend Steve from XCH Dev, and he now has put together a website, This Week in Chia, where he keeps track of an amazing amount of content. And so following along with that and helping us out with keeping up to date with what's going on in the Chia ecosystem has been critical. And this is why we are able to get back with a new format that's even better. So I've brought John and Austin on today. John, Austin, how are things going for y'all?
Things are good. I'm excited for this. There's so much stuff happening in Chia every week, and I love talking about it. So excited to see where this leads.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited as well. I feel like there's a lack of content creation. There's only a handful of things going on in terms of just people making content around it. So I'm just excited to be a part of this, and you know, hopefully we can keep this going. I'm very excited. So,
well, and certainly it's a grind, and I think that Foods is talking about starting up a new podcast. So I am looking forward to that, and I really hope that it is a dynamite show. And so let's talk about the big picture item of the week this past week coming that happened here. We have the talk of hacks that happened with some wallets. There was definitely some drainage that appears to have happened in certain regions. There was a lot of speculation around it. Do you guys have any more information about that? I mean, it doesn't seem like it's quite as big as the scale as it was originally announced to me. What's your all thoughts?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of initial panic almost, and a lot of misinformation going around. Hindsight, it doesn't seem like that big of a hack. There's definitely some portion of us farmers that were using some sort of compromise pool software or plotting software that may have been impacted. Looking at it, I think 22 people had over 5 XCH drained, which is very unfortunate. I mean, feel very bad for them. But you know, some of the initial reports were saying like 10% of farmers were impacted. And there was a big suspicion that it was H pool or some other really large pool out there impacting a lot of people. But it doesn't look like that. It's not a problem with the Chia blockchain. It very much just looks like people not being as careful as they should be with their 24 words.
Be careful what you download and just keep your keys safe, right? So.
And no matter what, you should definitely have different wallet, cold wallet, and pay to set to that wallet so your farming does not get impacted in any sort of a rugging event. Here's the format we're going to cover really quick here. We're going to do this, try to do this as close as possible each week, and we're going to look at the following segments. We're going to talk about Chia price, where Chia price is, and possibly at the end, stay tuned for this. We will be throwing out some wild predictions that probably have the accuracy of crystal ball reading and tarot cards. Then we're going to move on to some Chia Network Inc. official news. And after that, we're going to talk about community software releases and updates. And after that, we're going to talk about different things happening in the community, Web3 stuff, and other things that could be happening. And that should be a pretty good format. I think I'm excited for this format. So let's start on here with the price of Chia. So I have not checked the price of Chia today. Can somebody tell me what it is as of right now? Does anybody have that? Like,
it's about 35. Yeah, so it's about 35.20 on Coin Market Cap right now, as on 3:10, and it's around noonish where I'm at, a little bit past noon. So that's where it's at currently.
That mid 30s wall is pretty impressive. Are you seeing anything that indicates optimism or pessimism? I think there's a lot of pessimistic things out there in the market right now, Austin.
Yeah, it's interesting when you kind of take a look at this and you compare it with the price of Bitcoin or Ethereum. There was some pretty big macro stuff that was going on. I know that a bank just got shut down. I think it was Silicon Valley Bank. Is that right?
Yeah, so, and that's a bank for startups. And like, I actually, when I did a startup, I had an account there also. That is very surprising that they had to go into custody. That's a bearish thing, and for sure.
Yeah, and so you know, there's been all this speculation too with the SEC suing KuCoin for listing securities, and so the price of Bitcoin and Ethereum and the broader crypto sphere has taken a huge hit, and it doesn't look like Chia took a followed suit with them. So that seems to be pretty nice to see. But Chia is different. The volume is very low, and It doesn't take much to move the price, but I think that it kind of has a different effect macro to than like the broader ecosphere, just because it's not really traded on Coinbase or Binance or any of these big exchanges. So so it's kind of maybe a little bit safe from it, but nothing is really safe. So
it does feel insulated a bit. So that could be working in our favor, the inaccessibility of Chia. And we've got some news around that we'll be talking about in the software updates section. So let's move on here to the Chia news. This is the official Chia Network Incorporated news. And so we've got the product team. They held a talk on chip 0014. And this is the new Chia Lisp's additions called Assert Before. John, can you enlighten people really quickly on what that is, what functionality that will bring to the blockchain?
Yeah, I did watch this chip call. It was a very technical call, but the big takeaway here is it's going to allow coins to only be spent up until a certain time. And that time can be configured as a calendar date and time or as a block height. And what this is really unlocking is the ability to create offer files that will expire. So a lot of advantages to that, right? You don't want to put an offer file out there, you know, to buy an NFT or to trade a cat and have it sitting out there for like months and you forget about it and price of XCH skyrockets and then suddenly you're like scrambling to try to cancel that offer file. And same thing, like canceling offer files are not trivial right now. You know, you have to do it through the GUI. If you've reinstalled your Chia client, then you have to find the coin ID and spend it. It's not easy to do. This will make it so that it just adds that protection. And I think it's going to unlock a lot of interesting capabilities for when, you know, say, carbon credits start getting traded on chain. These are things that institutions might look for.
And folks, be sure to check out the weekinchia.com where you can get a ton of information about all of the stuff we're talking about. Also, there'll be an accompanying show notes to this. And you can also find this on your favorite podcast, whatever that is, and the links to all of this in the description below. So there is a video associated with it. All the links to all that stuff will be in those show notes. Now, if we look on to the next thing, we have Chia launching a new page and video around their data layer product. It looks like they are leaning in harder on it than they have in the past. It is actually a really good website page. Their new redesign, I think, has a really good corp vibe to it. It also is very... It speaks to eco-friendly, I think, and incredibly well. But this does have some really cool stuff. The possibilities of bringing productization to the blockchain through data layer could be something that Chia could utilize for revenue generation. Certainly that being part of having a Red Hat model for RevGen does sound like something that's pretty feasible to me. As well, we have Chia updating the roadmap to include a XCH ETH bridge, which they are going to be developing, but they are not going to be running. And there is a Twitter space on this coming up on the 15th. I've got one question for you both, Austin and John. Will you be running a validator? They're looking for community validators.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, big no. I mean, I think it's going to take a lot of infrastructure to run this. Like it needs to be very reliable and I don't trust myself. I'll probably end up rugging it if I were to on accident, not on purpose. So big no from me.
I'd say definitely do check out Paul Hainsworth's Twitter thread there. He does talk about what they're looking for in terms of running a validator, right? Somebody that has really good infrastructure. There are incentives for running it. He also talks about potential governance structures around this. But yeah, no, certainly not for a home farmer to do.
Not even a home data center farmer. I myself am definitely not doing this. I'm not interested in running a Time Lord either. I don't know if you all are, but that just doesn't seem like what I want to spend my money on. I'm just addicted to hard drive stuff. So moving on to community software and updates. This is the section we'll talk about what's going on out there in the ecosystem. So we have both Mint Garden and Dexy getting listed on store.app. This is something that Morgan Bender's put together. Now, this is a progressive web app-based store, so think of like website functioning in desktop mode, kind of wrapper-based compartmentalization of those applications. So do you guys think that that's something that is pretty bullish for those two applications? It seemed like it was passed like invite only when I checked store.app last. Is that what you guys saw also, or were you able to get access?
So I don't know too much about it. I did request for access to see if I can get Farmers Market listed on there. My impression is it doesn't seem to be a Chia-specific website. But certainly it's a great place to showcase some of these dApps that, you know, aren't necessarily going to be on an app store where you could, you know, review and really discover new applications.
And moving on, we've got the folks at HashGreen, and they have launched an open source ChiaLisp library. And this is focused mainly on smart contract creation. John, have you had a chance to check it out? Do you have any feelings about that?
I did get a chance to check it out. So I'm not a ChiaLisp developer, but it looks like it is going to make ChiaLisp that much easier to use and to get into, you know, making it a bit more object-oriented, abstracting away a lot of the common utility functions and making sure those functions are implemented securely. So I'd say anyone looking to get into ChiaLisp, this seems like it's going to be a really great tool.
That is exciting. That right there has me feeling really, really bullish, because creating and the ability to create smart contracts that is accessible and easier for the end user is probably a great indicator of new things that will end up on the marketplace. We also have the accounting. I don't know if it's accounting, reporting, what you want to call it, but it's the balance providing software heating up. We've got a new entrant here. This is XCH Balance. This is launched from Scrutinous, the guy that did some NFT stuff. And he's also a frequenter in the Keybase. He has come out with a pretty darn good tool. We also have spacescan.io, and they are offering like a really nice looking statement. So one's a CSV, XCH Balance is a CSV. Spacescan.io is kind of a statement. Austin, have you had a chance to play with these? Do you got any early like feedback, or like how has it been for you on them?
Yeah, so I think one of the biggest struggles in the ecosystem has been trying to figure out a way to just get a list of just even your all your transactions in XCH. That's been a big struggle, at least for me, because the GUI reports things very weirdly. And so really what these tools do is they you put in your public observer keys or some other information, and it looks at all your derivation indexes, and it says, okay, here is every single XCH or maybe even CAT and NFT transaction that you've ever done. And so I've actually looked at both of these. I've actually been working with both Scrutinous and the Space Scan team to kind of, you know, put in my perspective on it, because it's been something that I'm pushing, that I've been pushing for creation of, right? And so far, xhbalance.com, Scrutinous's tool, has been incredible. It works fantastic. I'm pretty sure Space Scans is there as well. I haven't 100% confirmed it. My derivation index is in the DGen range. And so his was only, I think, at a couple thousand. And so he couldn't officially support DGen range of derivation index. But he just updated that, and so I'll be talking with him soon about that. But both great tools. I've also been working with the Evergreen team as well on their wallet in getting an export. So lots of fun tools, and it's perfect for tax time as well. So definitely take a
now,
look
at now, let me ask you, do you have to provide your keys to the Evergreen wallet to get the tax reporting functionality?
You do. You do okay. Have to provide your keys. But from what I've been talking with their devs, and specifically Grant, is that it's all locally stored on your own machine. So they don't see your keys at all. Your phone actually goes through a very, because it's all done through the mobile app, and your phone heats up pretty heavy because it's searching for all your coins and looking for all your transactions. And it takes a bit. So it's, from what I can tell, and I haven't verified their code because I'm pretty sure it's closed source.
It is closed source indeed. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's good, but proceed with caution, of course.
Yeah. And certainly Grant being on the topic list there, let's talk about the other thing that was actually here on the list, which is the BTC to XCH swaps that they plan to implement. Do look like there was a demo link to that in the description below. John, do you know if these offer files that will be created with this will be available on DEXY? I'm assuming they will. And also, I think the bigger, more key marketplace experience, are they going to be out there on other BTC-centric markets? Do you have any feedback on that?
So I don't know for sure. It's like you said, it's definitely going to be on DEXY. In my mind, that's enough. Like BTC traders can go onto Dexy to find these offer files. You see the reverse offers as well, obviously. BTC doesn't have a very similar marketplace to how Dexy is operating. That's starting to spin up with ordinals now, but that's very NFT focused. I don't think there's much appetite in the BTC world for swaps because it isn't something that's previously existed.
Yeah, and I think we're seeing with ordinals potentially heightened decentralization. With Stratum too, I think we'll see heightened decentralization. It seems like you need to decentralize a little bit more than just being pool-centric for your block formation is something that is in a lot of BTC miners' minds. So hopefully we see some additional marketplaces come out in the BTC realm. We also have a community dApp tool demo from the folks at Crypsis. This is new. I have not heard of them before, but this is actually pretty cool. It's a video. It shows what looks like a data layer dApp manager, and it appeared like there was a BBS system. The video got a little confusing at the end. That was my understanding of it. Check that out. Links in the description below to that. So moving on to community happenings and Web3. We have, I think this is unfortunate news. Recently, we have CoinEx announcing that they're going to stop servicing US customers. That is unfortunate because that's one of the better ways that you were able to quickly onboard. But we have Stably posting a video about how to on-ramp. And I really hope to see the Buy Now page on Chia revamped in a very effective manner soon, so that it displays really accurate information and sets really accurate expectations around the onboarding through Stably process. We also have Haya posting a tutorial on how to create an air-gapped wallet on the Pocket app. And so you can find that in the link below as well. HemaDAO, this is our friends in China, and they have one hell of a community over there. And Austin and Seth got together and talked to them about the Chia friends. Chia in China community is run by just, I think, an amazing group of people that are really putting together something pretty amazing over there. Austin, tell us a little bit about that chat. What was your vibes on it, man?
It was really fun. It was definitely an interesting experience because you're talking with them and then they're translating live. It was via a Zoom call, but it was a really cool experience. Love talking with them. They just recently launched their God of Crypto project. I think you can now exchange their God of Crypto boxes for the actual NFT themselves. We're also, the Chia Friends is partnering with them in doing a collaboration. So hopping into the Chia Friends Discord if you're interested in getting involved in that. But yeah, just love what they're doing. And, you know, we're just trying to bridge the gap between the Western and the Eastern Chia communities. There's a language barrier that's hard to overcome. And so just excited to continue to get to do that. So, yeah.
Shout out to Bernard for doing an excellent job. Yeah. All right. And we also have Poor Investor launching a video a couple days ago talking about is Chia for the small farmer? And links to that below. And I think this is a super salient topic. So I'm going to be creating a lot more content around this. I think that my take on it might not be his take on it, but I think I'm going to also be providing a lot of things as we're doing the Plot 2.0 refresh here that gear down smaller. Of course, I started gearing up my own operations because getting my farm up and running as fast as possible is important to me. And at 3 petabytes of size, that's a lot of, you know, plotting that I need to do. But I'm scaling down to the smaller and smaller machines, and we're going to be working on efficiency. We're going to be looking at a lot of energy metrics surrounding that. And we're going to be looking at really cost-effective ways that people can do this just with their own desktop systems. There's a lot of misconceptions out there. You can still just plot with a CPU. You can plot your compressed plots with a CPU and farm them with a CPU. You can plot compressed plots with a CPU and farm them with a GPU. Cool stuff. But we also, in the YouTube sphere, had Corey Costa talking with Accept Cookies about the Church of Chia. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that this is an insane bunch of madmen, and they are in the application phases, I believe, for official cult status. We have Cookies, Birdman, and Daryl that are the primary instigators. I think Foods is in there also. And they are down for burning NFTs. That appears to be the primary function of this group. This organization is hell-bent on burning and forming a church around that burning. So I got to ask, Austin, bullish or just question marks?
I'd say both. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty fun, though. It's whenever you get the community together and just get them interacting, you know, especially if they're lowering the supply of already low supply NFT collections, turns into a good one, I would say.
if it takes off, it could definitely increase the level of desirability. We also have Foods launching potentially that, like I mentioned, that new podcast YouTube. That's yet to be determined when that's going to happen, but I did see some screenshots. And we also had him launching a new social space for Chia diehards, maybe just Chia curious people also. If you're on spatchel.io, John, I saw the screen captures. It looked like you were in that DJ group. How was it? What was going on there?
it was my first, I guess you can call it, foray into the metaverse. And it was cool. You know, it's a different way of interacting with a community that's not Twitter Spaces or Discord, say. So I attended the Church of Chia burning ceremony from Spatial. And so that was a very a Web3 feeling. But I mean, these guys, I don't think they take themselves too seriously. It was a lot of fun, a lot of nice vibes, but certainly a lot of potential to continue building as well. Because I think Spatial itself is a really great place to have NFTs intersect. And Foods did a really good job here with the way how offer files work. He can embed an offer file in the metaverse, and it's just it's text or it's a link. You can't do that on any other marketplace or on any other blockchain. So you could see something you like in the metaverse and purchase it, right? So I think a lot of potential. I'm going back there.
I have to ask, is this a VR experience or is this web-based as far as like a browser?
There's both. I did the browser experience. I didn't want to figure out busting out the VR headset to try, but I hear that's way more immersive though. So maybe next time.
I've got to get out my Oculus. Austin, do you have an Oculus?
I just sold my Oculus. So yeah, that's where I'm at. I sold it for more hard drives though.
You're being the grown up in the room here. Also, I wanted to point out Monkey Zoo every Sunday has a Twitter Spaces, and that is in Sunday AM US time. And that has been, I think, one of the longest running consecutive, consistent Twitter Spaces out there. And he has a lot of fun doing that. And if you're not hungover from hanging out with the Church of Chia, you should definitely make sure to show up for that. So we're at the end here, guys. Let's wrap this up with our Chia price predictions. I'm going to say $37.25 by the time we do this next week. I have that. That's not financial advice. That's based on absolutely nothing. I literally just pulled that out of thin air right now.
Yeah, so I've been doing a lot of technical analysis, and I will say that rocket emoji, money bags emoji, graph go up emoji, stonks emoji, and then rocket emoji.
That has me incredibly bullish. I think that's way over where my estimate was. John, what are you feeling, man?
Pretty neutral. I think there's a lot of bearish news out there with Silvergate Capital and Silicon Valley Bank. I don't think the crypto market is going anywhere up in the short term. And Chia feels a little bit insulated from all that. So I'd say I predict the same price as it is today, 35.
All right, I just revised my price down. I'm going to go even lower, actually. $32.50. There we go. And so, folks, none of this is financial advice. Do your own research on everything. I want to thank our guest this week, John Austin. Be sure to tune in next week for even more. Make sure to hit up thisweekinchia.com. There's even more there. Steve has been keeping this like a massive historical archive of all the happenings in the Chia ecosystem on a weekly basis. And you can get a lot of information there. We can only fit so much into 10 minutes, and I'm pretty sure that we just went over 10 minutes, but there is always more happening. So make sure you hit us up on all of the socials in the links below, and you can find us on Twitter. Austin, give me your handle.
A Bronswag on Twitter.
And we've got John with his handle.
At Slowest Time Lord.
And you can always find them in the Chia Friends Discord as well. All right, everybody, make sure you hit click like and subscribe down there. Also be sure to hit that bell so that you get notified when we go live and do all sorts of other events for you guys in the upcoming future. Be sure to hit up your favorite podcast as well on the Digital Spacecast, and that will be at the same places that it was in the past, but the links to all that in the description below. Everybody have a great rest of your weekend, and we will see you soon.